Welcome to the Measurement Minute. I'm Gary Angel. I'm going to kick off a series on the technologies used for people measurement, and I'm going to start with camera. Camera is the single most common and probably the most powerful people measurement technology currently deployed. And the most common type of camera for people measurement is a stereoscopic ceiling-mounted video camera that's also a true IoT device. It has an onboard processing unit to do the heavy lifting of identifying people, positioning them in the frame, and then tracking them over time. This kind of camera doesn't send a video signal anywhere, only the data generated by the onboard processor, the random person ID, a timestamp, position, and whatever other events, like line crossings that are being generated, are sent to the cloud. The best cameras in this class are really good at people identification. In typical conditions, normal light and unobstructed, they'll deliver better than 99% accuracy, making them the undisputed champions when it comes to reliable person counting data. As is usually the case in this world, though, you pay for that accuracy. Good cameras are expensive, and camera is almost always the most expensive alternative to measuring people. But for demanding applications like occupancy, it's usually worth it. Aside from expense, there are a couple of other issues when it comes to camera tracking. As you'd probably expect, video cameras don't work well in poor light situations or in highly obstructed environments. What the camera can't see, the camera can't measure. Cameras are also challenged when it comes to very large areas, and not just because they're expensive. I'll talk about matrixing cameras in another minute, but suffice to say that while it's possible to combine many cameras together into a single field of view, there are limits and issues everywhere when you do this. In my next minute, I'll cover some of the different variations on camera technology that are worth understanding. Talk to you then.